You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 2, Episode 6, Halloween. After renting Halloween costumes from an unusual shop, Buffy and her friends literally begin turning into whatever costumes they are wearing. My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Heidi.
Heidi, hello.
Hi.
Welcome, Heidi.
Thank you.
I hope you have a spooky time.
Nice.
Heidi, tell us what podcasts you do.
Let's see, I do Castle Cast about the ABC series Castle. I do Future Traditions about Jericho, and I am involved in most of the Between the Lines Studios productions. I am the assistant producer on Buffy and Angel Between the Lines.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Awesome.
Cool. So maybe you can answer some of my questions about why Buffy and Angel are so weird. Okay.
Angel's does this guy, you know?
I'm sorry. It just seems weird that their relationship jumps from they hate each other to they're madly in love.
It's the bustier.
It must be.
I think it was all in the bustier.
It must be. So we're going to talk about Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
Halloween, or Come As You Are at Night.
I really like this episode.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is one of the greats.
Yes.
I freaking love this episode. There was a moment where I flashed, and I know I'm getting like quite a bit ahead, but I flashed. I'm like, oh, my God, Buffy's dream and when she was bad, wasn't a dream. It was a premonition. Giles is a killer. Run away. Seriously, man? Giles. Holy shit.
That was great.
That was...
I have like 5 questions with Giles in a big circle. I'm like, what happened there?
I know. I'm like,
well,
wow.
This was just a little prelude to what you'll get a little later coming up.
So Jazz is a badass?
We're led to believe that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. What would you say, Heidi?
Yeah, it appears that way.
Hmm.
I don't know to believe them or not.
So, you guys want to get into some feedback?
Sure.
And then we can talk more about the episode. I think we have a message from Missy and a message from Sarah.
Okay.
The one from Sarah is pretty long, and it's a general email about just non-spoilery stuff about Buffy. And the one from Missy is actually about Halloween. So would anyone like to read the Halloween? Kim, yes, Kim, you can read the one from Missy.
Sure. From Missy? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Buffy the Vampire Slayer Halloween episode. The first of some great Halloween-centric eps. Gotta love Oz nearly running down sexy Willow. Who is that girl? Great line and great lead, reading both times. She loves Seth Green. Buffy's insecurities get the better of her, and it's lame yet entertaining. Very true. Miss Summer's insecurities come out when she thinks Angel and Drew are an item. Or maybe used to be? Question mark. So the logical next step in her mind is to dress up like a 17th century poser. Yeah, that's going to convince him you're not bananas. Xander in all his Xander glory. Yeah, I must agree. Kicking butt, taking names as Captain Army. Let's hope he remembers something could come in handy in the future. Jazz isn't a good little boy. Shocking much? An old college friend reappears, maybe more than once. And it's never fun seeing an old pal. Oh, so they went to college together. Thanks. When you've built a life for yourself that doesn't include them anymore, Ethan Rain, worshiper of chaos / costume mutant. Being mean to our Giles, not cool with a K. WTF was that two-faced doodad? And sure, I get that Ethan has two faces, as do many others in this episode, but really it was weird looking. Badass Giles punching the shite out of Ethan is good telly. He should be more badass. Cordy has a cat. No, my bad. She's Catwoman, or maybe she's dressed like a cat. Someone should really get charisma to play Catwoman in a film. Spike thinks it's cliched to go out on Halloween. Weird much? It is the only night a year set aside for such shenanigans. Drew is completely bonkers, but in a good way. The woman has great foresight. I really dig this episode for all its silliness. From Missy.
Thanks, Missy.
Thanks, Missy from Australia.
I must say, the entire... Nothing happens on Halloween. Kind of was like, oh, really? So I guess, you know...
That might be like their New Year's Eve or like something.
Well, I guess, you know, traditionally, All Hallows Eve was a chance for people to scare the evil spirits so they get dressed up, mm-hmm. right? Or something to that effect. I should probably look that up and make an episode of Getting Cultured out of it. But the whole idea that vampires don't go out on Halloween kind of threw me for a loop.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And yeah, Drusilla's nuts, man.
She made me laugh.
Oh my God, she's awesome.
Do you know my insides, the parts you can't see?
Oh my God.
What? Oh, thank you for stealing my quote so early in the episode.
Sorry. Stop complaining, Debbie.
That was fine as well, but I couldn't help but share it.
Yeah, that was.
She's crazy.
Creepy, crazy, awesome. And then they did this kind of like reverse backwards head tilt. Was that technically a head tilt they did there at the end? They kind of leaned away from each other. I don't know. I'm seeing head tilts everywhere.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Everywhere. I gotta say, this episode was quite something.
Yeah, to say the least. A can of pop was only 60 cents? What? Did you see that, guys?
That was 60 cents American. So in 97, it was probably still $1.25 Canadian.
I was like, what? This is awesome. Yeah.
So how much are you guys paying for soda now?
65.
What?
What?
For like a 10-ounce can. But
it's $1.25 here. What?
But yeah, most of the time now, there's no 10-ounce can machines. They're 20-ounce bottles, and that's $1.25.
What? That's yeah. $2.50.
Well, I know, like, everything here has the American price, and then it has, like, 25% more for the Canadian price. And I remember growing up, I was always think, I'm glad I'm not Canadian.
Mm-hmm. I have a message here from Sarah Thomas.
Okay.
It's called Imposing Block of Spoiler-Free Text. Dear Gax, I absolutely love your show. Though I only started listening about a week ago, I've listened to your episodes in quick succession and have loved every one. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
As a huge Buffy fan, hearing your initial reactions and predictions is so much fun. I also love hearing Stephanie biting her fingernails while trying not to spoil you and gasping at the predictions that are spot on.
Ooh.
Still amazes me that we have spot-on predictions. I can't wait to see which ones they are. We should probably have an internal pool.
I hope that they're all mine.
We should have a pool. The three of us, the spoiler-free one, should have a pool, and we should see which predictions of ours are going to come true for the next season. I'm going to jot that down as an idea. Yes. I never liked the first season, but after that, it's all good. I want to say that season 4 and up is my favorite, but I can't never... just watch from the beginning of season 4 onwards because of the rich backstory and subtext that goes on from almost the very beginning. Five by five. I heard Kim from Upside Down and Halfway to Happy Land say that this phrase was a military term, but more specifically, it's a radio term. Loud and clear, 5x5 refers to the signal strength and clarity of a transmission, regardless of how a mysterious someone may or may not use it in the show. That's what it means. I also wanted to mention way back in Season 1, iRobot You, Jane. While this episode doesn't shine, I was surprised no one mentioned Jenny Callender's awesome line. After spending a lot of time in the library and even helping defeat their demon of the week, Giles has become a little more appreciative of her. Towards the end, he brings her an earring and has some dialogue about how he doesn't dangle a corkscrew through his ear. She calls him old-fashioned and tells him, "That's not where I dangle it."
Oh.
I find this an extremely funny line, disgusting. But it brings up the I find this an extremely funny line, but it brings up the real questions. Where does it dangle? And more importantly, how did it fall out? Okay, I'm babbling. Once more, I really love your show, and I'm on the edge of my seat waiting for you guys to get to later episodes and more in-depth stories and realizations. I have also heard people say you should watch Angel as well, because 144 episodes isn't enough. While I think this isn't a bad idea, I think instead or maybe as well, you should rewatch Buffy after you've finished your first run-through. I know I love to watch it again and again to hear the foreshadowing and little jokes I missed the first time. I would love to hear you guys do that. I'm sure you'll hear from me again, probably in more lengthy emails. Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Yeah. You know, I was actually thinking about that the other day, that after you guys get done, you're all going to want to talk about it again so much that you're going to start over.
Yeah. And every time when I finish Chosen and I'm crying my eyeballs out, the first thing I do is stick in Welcome to the Hellmouth. It makes me feel better.
That's awesome. I have to say, didn't think this was going to happen, but I've totally buffified some of my conversations. I was having lunch with...
Did you have the wigs?
No, but I was having lunch with Mrs. Conclusion, who's an actual real friend of mine from real life that we met up again on Twitter, funnily enough. And we were having lunch at an Indian restaurant here in Montreal, and I found myself saying, you know, you either feel a thing or you don't. And it was like, totally, because she was talking about her daughter looking at different schools and stuff. And it was like, you know, you either feel a thing or you don't. And as soon as it came out of my mouth, I'm like, oh man, I can't believe that just happened. But it totally did. It totally did. I'm finding myself appropriating a lot of the stuff. I'll never say in online when I mean in line. I don't think I'll ever say the wig, but I have said kids make you do the wacky. mostly while trying not to strangle mine. But yeah, it's been quite interesting how I've warmed up to the show already, I must say. I'm surprised.
I feel the same way. I honestly thought I was going to hate watching the show, but I do. I do like it and I enjoy it.
So you were just going to be the grumpy grump?
Well, I think it was a kind of a good thing that I went in thinking I was going to hate it, because I had zero expectations. Mm-hmm. And I think if I hyped myself up, or if I got to, I was like, oh, this has to be good if all my friends like it and everything like that. Yeah. But I'm glad I didn't do that to begin with. And I'm pleasantly surprised. pleasantly surprised, I should say.
So, should we talk about Halloween?
Yes.
Awesome. Yes. Who wants to talk first?
I don't know. Did you know what the episode was of? About, like, forget Halloween, but did you know what happened in the episode before you watched it?
No.
Because when they started turning into their costumes, I lost it. I was like, this is brilliant!
Yeah, me too. Me too. I mean, when Willow got up and was the ghost, I was like, nah. And then Xander picks up the M16 or whatever it was. That was hilarious. But the fact that he couldn't remember who he was weird.
Yeah. And watching Buffy not be Buffy was very unsettling.
But at least, you know, in 1997, they had better wigs than Lost in 2010.
Don't agree.
Really? horrible.
I thought her wig was horrible. It's just horrible.
But it was still better than Claire's.
Yeah. I love that Angel said, "What's going on with your hair?"
He's so superficial. But at least he noticed.
Yes.
Most guys don't. But I'm sure he's been told over the last 240 years often enough, you never notice my hair. That it would kind of eventually stick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I have a question for Heidi and Steph. Was Willow intentionally supposed to kind of look like Buffy in her costume?
I don't think so. I think she was just... Go ahead, Heidi. I'm sorry.
Sorry. She was probably wearing Buffy's clothes. I guess that would...
Because you know what I thought? I thought at the beginning of the episode, there was that guy with the gigantic camcorder filming Buffy fighting. And I thought later on, Willow was going to be fighting because everyone else lost their memories or had temporary amnesia. Yes. And I thought they were going to fight and that Spike would mistake her for Buffy.
Mm.
I got too far ahead of myself.
No, I just took it that Willow was just dressed the opposite of how Willow would dress.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's come as you aren't that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that's why girls like to dress up as naughty nurses.
Some guys too, Steph. Don't be sexist. But... that was actually one of my points. TMZ hired a vampire paparazzo. The correct Canadian pronunciation. TMZ hired a vampire paparazzo. That was weird.
Yeah, I was wondering why.
The vampire, it's apparently Spike likes to review game footage to see how to prepare for the next matchup. I hope I have enough TV screens.
You find out the vampires can be seen on camera. I don't think you find that out before now. Not that it's that important, but find it out.
Well, yeah. Well, other things about vampires. Who thinks that Angel drank that cappuccino?
I don't even think he took it from Cordelia.
No? Okay, because I thought he took it.
No.
All right.
They cut away before they did. I watched to see if he took it.
I think that vampires can eat and drink, but they just
prefer not to.
Have to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They can and do, but they don't need to.
They prefer
not. And I don't think it tastes good, right?
I wouldn't think so, according to folklore, but...
I was like, when smokers, they smoke too much, they can't taste food anymore. Vampires are...
Well,
just
I remember what's sticking out in my mind is in one episode where they're trying to get drunk. They have to drink a lot to get drunk, and it doesn't last long because they heal so quickly.
Uh-huh.
That's all I can. That's all that's coming to my mind right now.
There is a lot later about vampires eating certain vampire in particular stuff. You know who I'm talking about?
No.
Flowering onions.
Oh, yeah.
So, vampires eat, but they don't have to.
All right.
So, Buffy and Angel have another misfire. Romantically.
Mm-hmm.
But they make up for it in the end.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
I don't know, their relationship to me feels like the most awkward part of the show.
Really?
Because it just seems like whenever they're beginning to start something, they're pulled apart.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like at the end of this episode, it's like that awkwardness never happened, and they're like in Buffy's room about to get it on. It was like, oh, this is weird.
Yeah, it doesn't fit with what's already been established.
Exactly. That's why it's between the lines.
Perhaps.
Lines. Yeah. I think their relationship is just weird. It doesn't flow with the show.
I think maybe it'll get better as David Boreanaz becomes a better actor.
When is that going to happen? I keep hearing about this mythical becoming a better actor thing, but I must say, he's still made out of wood.
Yeah.
It's like, when is Pinocchio going to be a real boy?
10 years later, when he's on a show called Bones.
Based on novels by Kathy Reich. Ozmus is meeting Willow again. Oh, no, this is actually the first time.
Who is that girl?
Well, no, he doesn't say who is that girl this time. It was when he bumped into her while she was wearing the ghost costume.
Sorry.
In the hallway?
Yeah.
It felt like a Pokeroo moment to me. Oz, that's the girl that you saw in the parka. Oz, look. Can't you tell?
I have that feeling that when they meet, it'll be epic.
Yeah. So I'm over my whole I don't like Seth Green thing.
Yeah.
That was
quick.
His
dialogue with Cordelia in the hallway was awesome. It really was. It was like, oh, dude, I've so been on that end of the conversation before. So, yeah, he's, you know, we just known as Devin now. He just goes by Devin now. That was brilliant. I'm liking him. He's a little too short, though. We've got to work on that. We've got to stretch that out a bit.
Oh, Buffy crushed Xander's ego when she didn't let him defend her honor with Larry.
Oh, Buffy. She saved the dollar.
She has no clue.
And who drinks Diet Dr. Pepper?
Buffy.
I don't know, man. I really enjoy Dr. Pepp. Really enjoy Dr. Pepper. You know, nice mix of 23 flavors. But Diet Dr. Pepper, no.
Oh, what's terrible is Sunkissed. Diet Sunkissed. Oh,
I don't think we have Sunkissed up here anymore.
Oh. Is that like orange soda?
Yeah.
Oh. We have Crush.
Crush.
Do you have Grape Crush, Kim?
We do.
Grape Crush is awesome.
Cream soda.
What? Cream soda.
Ew.
Cream soda and ketchup chips, my friend. No.
You crazy? Cream soda's the best.
No, grape soda's the best.
Oh, I agree with you there. Grape is the best. But it was a good bit of product placement, so that's probably why she had a diet, Dr. Pepper.
Early days of product placement, huh? Mm-hmm. I don't remember product placement back then. Well, except for every single drink that Michael J. Fox pulled out of the Keaton's fridge was a Pepsi.
Being a total nerd, I was watching to see if it actually was product placement or if they just happened to have Diet Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. But if you're watching Willow's can, the opening of the can is pointing towards Buffy. Mm-hmm. So you can read Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. That's no accident.
No accident. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, so where are these kids' parents on Halloween? And why are they going with these high school students?
I think all the parents are involved in a cult. A la the Edgar Wright film Hot Fuzz. Because none of them are around.
This is the suburbs, and the parents are working, and these are latchkey kids.
But it was dark.
Yeah.
It was really dark. That was not 4 o'clock dark.
No.
And the kids were supposed to be back by 6, so where were the parents after that?
That was just so weird.
And in Buffy's group, there was a witch and a bunny and a flower. And what in the world was that other kid?
A skunk?
Either a dog or a potato with eyes.
I vote potato with eyes.
So there's a little potato rolling around until they broke the mask. Poor kid.
It depends where he got the costume.
Yeah, I think it might have been homemade.
Let's hope so. Hope nobody paid for that costume.
But Ethan Guy must have had a monopoly on the Halloween scene because everybody turned into something else.
Well, almost. I mean, there were the people just getting scared and Cordelia.
Yeah. I was upset that Cordelia didn't turn into a cat, to tell you the truth.
I know. In the back of my mind, I'm like, oh my God, is she going to be like a cat? Is she going to be a cat?
I thought she's going to be the cat that's in the opening credits that jumps up. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't her.
Like a cat?
Like a cat.
Willow and Buffy stole the Watcher's diary.
Yeah, because they wanted to see what kind of girls Angel was into before he was a vampire.
I know, but that's like, that's really bad. You don't steal stuff from someone's office. But seriously, I mean, I know it's TV and suspension of blah, 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 but I mean, you don't, you know, you're supposed to be the...
Yeah, that's serious.
You've never done anything bad, Illyrio?
I've done plenty of things bad.
But stealing a diary is not one of them, apparently.
No.
That just crosses the line.
The line would be crossed.
Not from the Watcher's office,
the
anyway.
The double solid yellow line. That's how big a line that is. Okay. But yeah, I mean, they walk in there and they steal. Although it was the cutest scene when you see the window, the circular window with a little cat decoration, and then you see both their heads come into the frame. And then as Buffy goes in, you see Allison Hannigan's face with her mouth open going, oh my God, she's actually going to go in there and get it. It was very, oh, they're 12 years old.
But I really want to know what's up with Giles.
Yeah, well, hold on. Point of revelation. What is Giles capable of?
Yeah. Kicking ass and taking names.
Worse. I think he's killed before. I don't think you get the nickname the Ripper.
Yeah,
because
for no
you,
reason.
You know, return library books late. Or maybe he was tearing pages out of the library books. And that's how he got that nickname.
What is so fascinating to me is ever since Buffy went off the air, there have been so many rumors of more spinoffs. Mm-hmm. And the one that seems to be the closest to coming true, and even lately I've heard things about it, is Anthony Stewart Head introduced Joss Whedon to producers at the BBC about the Ripper television show over there on the BBC. Hmm. Do you know anything about this, Heidi?
I've heard about it a lot. Uh-huh. You know, rumors that we could see it and maybe they're talking about it. And yeah, it comes up a lot.
How do you imagine it? See, because I imagine it as it would be Giles remembering and flashing back to, and there would be like another actor playing Giles as a young person.
Oh, not like The Adventures of Young Indiana Jones. Because that's the way that was, and I didn't like that.
Yeah, because that's kind of how I was imagined. But better.
Yeah, hopefully, yes. It couldn't be any worse.
Yeah, that would be a way to get Anthony Stewart Head involved in it, because, I mean, he can't play young Giles. We'd have
to. With today's technology, I mean, they can put, you know, Jeff Bridges' face... Right, his young face on his body. I mean, I'm sure that they could. Maybe not. It is the BBC.
Kind of expensive.
Yeah, I don't think BBC has the money for that.
No.
I'd like to see a Xander spinoff. Hello.
It was called Friends.
Some nice arms. I was like Cordelia, and she's like, "Oh, thank you." Like, hello.
I told you his shoulders are massive.
Very massive. Yeah.
So Principal Snyder says that the kids are going to be out tossing eggs, keying cars, and bobbing for apples. Because bobbing for apples is really hardcore stuff.
It's the devil's work.
Well, it's like he thinks that whatever Buffy does is bad.
Yeah. She's so... He needs to have a new hobby than trying to stop tormenting Buffy.
I think he knows there are vampires. He thinks that they're all after Buffy and she's attracting them all to the town, and he wants her to get out of town so they stop bothering the town. I think that's probably what's going on. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. That does make sense that he knows something's up. You're right.
You know, and he's just misunderstanding Buffy's role in it.
Yeah.
He doesn't see her as a protector. He sees her more as, you know, the reason why all this bad stuff is in town, because they just want after her.
Oh, I love this. when it comes to dating, Cordelia is the slayer.
Well, how many of her boyfriends have died? Because this may be true.
Yeah.
There was the guy in the AV room, in the home ec room. There was the Frankenstein.
There was
who
the
died
guy
twice. He died twice. So I'm counting him twice.
The guy that got beat up in.
Oh, the guy that got beat up by the vampire bat.
Yeah.
By the invisible girl. What's her name? We never remember her name. Yeah. No, I think she may be the slayer when it comes to dating.
But she was not surprised that Angel was a vampire.
I thought she didn't believe her.
Didn't know.
I thought she thought that they were kidding.
That's what I thought too.
That's what I thought.
It was like, oh, you're just afraid of my competition. You're making this up.
Okay.
That's the way I read it.
Because I thought it was going to be like a running joke that she thinks that Angel's really not a vampire.
And then one day
she's like, you guys weren't.
She's going to have like a little cut.
Yeah.
And it'll be like the scene in Finding Nemo where Bruce inhales, you know, that little bit of Dory's blood. And can you tell I have a 4-year-old? And he's going to just pounce.
Yeah, watch it over and over and over again. It was the Lion King for us over and over.
No, I really enjoy the Finding Nemo. You know, for clownfish, he's not that funny.
All right, Drew is clairvoyant. She knew somebody was coming to change.
She's crazy, so she might as well be useful. Right? That's, I don't know. She's so creepy.
She is.
And you know what is great? James Marsters, Juliet Landau, and then somebody that comes later. These are Americans with British accents, and they are the best British accents I have ever heard on television.
James Marsters isn't British?
I thought he was British.
No.
He's not.
Wow.
He is from California.
He's California surfer dude.
Yep. That's crazy.
Whoa.
It's really good.
It really
Yeah, I was shocked the first time I heard an interview with him. I was like, what?
Me too. Yeah, I've had to listen to him for a long time for it to sink in what his actual accent sounds like. Yeah,
that's so strange because I think he was in the Hawaii 5-0 premiere,
right?
Was that right? And he had an American accent. I was like, this sounds so fake.
It's like when you hear Jamie Bamber on Law and Order UK for the first time. You're like, Apollo, what's going on? Sounds like a Cockney something or other.
Oh, that's good. I honestly thought he was British.
Me too, yeah. Especially Me since too. He was on Torchwood.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't gotten that far.
Are you going to love that episode? Love, 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 love that episode. Tweet me. That's an awesome, awesome episode.
Okay.
And after that episode, you too will call him the guy from Torchwood.
What season are you on, Gabby? The first season?
Series 1, episode 11.
Nice.
Yes.
And so James Marsters is in the second season?
Early on, yeah. No, I think he's part of the cliffhanger season finale, isn't he?
Oh, wow. I cannot
remember. Doesn't he bring someone's sibling? I'll have to rewatch.
Spoiler. Well, come on, get caught up with me. Anyway,
so
does anybody else have any more?
I do. I have more fuel for my theory.
Tell me,
my Willow theory.
Which Willow theory?
That she's a lesbian. and I quote: she couldn't have dressed up like Xena. Hello.
I thought we weren't at the quotes yet.
But I was quoting to back up my theory. Mm-hmm. That's not my quote. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, just saying.
I miss Xena, Warrior Princess. That was awesome. Especially when Bruce Campbell was on regularly. That was some of Bruce Campbell's best work.
Yeah, I believe the first time I watched it and I heard her say that, I immediately tweeted, I have more backup for my theory.
That's awesome.
Did y'all notice the widespread panic stickers all over the set?
No, I didn't notice them.
Like everywhere. Okay, never mind.
Oh, so Oz drives the Scooby van.
Apparently.
Is that going to be the Scooby van later on? That's does Oz call them the Scoobies?
Does Oz become part of the crew?
Moving on.
We're not answering anything.
I take the silence as a yes.
Any more points?
Military equals manliness.
Military equals manliness. I guess this was after Don't Ask, Don't Tell was actually initiated. So I guess to be accurate with the times, I suppose.
So how do you guys think the vampire got in Buffy's house?
The door was open.
Yes, but they can't come in unless they're invited.
Was it a vampire? I thought it was like a demon.
Angel said, get me a steak.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're right.
And he wasn't hungry.
Oh,
Cordelia came from that room.
Maybe because... Because
I was thinking maybe it was a person that was dressed as a vampire, but then they wouldn't have killed him.
Yeah. Or maybe it's not technically Buffy's house because she doesn't live there. I don't know. I'm just grasping at straws.
Oh, because Buffy wasn't Buffy?
Yeah.
I think this is probably a mistake, but, you know.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, a continuity error on Buffy?
I know. What?
What?
No way. Listen, I gotta tell you, the only continuity errors that really bug me are when people bandage the wrong hands or when they're holding a cigarette. And then you cut back to them and the cigarette's ash is much longer or much shorter than it should be. That's, you know, if you're going to film someone smoking, please pay attention to these things.
Yeah. Okay? It's one of the hardest things to do is cigarettes. Director should take notice of that.
They should. Or the continuity experts that they hire.
Yes.
$40 an hour.
So after I watched this episode the first time, I always like to think about... the backstories, because I'm trying to figure out Spike and Drusilla's deal. And so I think the first time they came on, I think I had the theory that Drusilla was a vampire slayer before, and then Spike turned her. And then I was thinking, what if she's the one that turned Angel and Spike? Because he kind of, the way that he looks up to her and like, it's kind of like she has this power over him. And I thought, okay, maybe he's really, really in love with her. But I was like, no, well, maybe she's the one that actually turned him instead of him taking on her.
Interesting.
I'd buy that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just wanted to throw that out there.
I don't know why she's so crazy nutsy, though. I don't get. And she looks sick, and she's like...
Well, she is sick.
Yeah, but...
She's sick, but
she's been at the Hellmouth for, like, 6 episodes now.
When you become a vampire, your traits and attributes are magnified.
Okay. Oh, so she was sickly.
She was crazy.
Oh, was she suffering from the consumption?
Oh, so she was, like, about to die? And instead of her dying, Spike turned her?
Ooh.
It'll all come out later.
Or Angel turned her? Okay, sorry. No, I have to stop. Interesting.
I love this. A proper lady bathes quite often to keep... from getting diseases.
Like amnesia.
Proper ladies weren't meant to understand things.
Yeah.
They're to look pretty so a baron will marry her.
Yes. So a nice man will marry me, perhaps a baron.
Buffy's Southern accent was horrible. It was non-existent. Was she supposed to be a Southern Belle?
No, she really wasn't.
No.
But for some reason she tried.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. Because at the beginning, it sounded like she was really trying, but then she's like, I can't do this.
Her accent was all over the place. It was like Gone with the Wind meets Pride and Prejudice. It was just really weird.
That's weird. But I like the costume.
Yeah.
Are we all going out for Halloween this year?
I'm taking the boy. I'm going as Spider-Man's father.
Nice. You're not dropping him off at the local high school so he can go home and rest.
No.
So that an inappropriately dressed high school student like,
hey man, he's got to learn somehow. And then we're going to a party. Actually, we're going to a party on Saturday in Ottawa. I'm basically wearing a jumpsuit and I'm getting one of my patches from my season 5 DVD box set of Lost and sewing it on. That's my costume.
The Dharma Initiative. Mm.
And underneath, I'll be wearing my TLI shirt.
Hey! Fancy that.
So, if you turn into your costume.
I got a haircut yesterday, so I can't go as Rudzinski. I was going to go as Rudzinski. Like, pull my kind of curly hair back and try to. But although I don't have to make it look like I have a bald spot. Anyway, I'm babbling. The idea was to maybe go as Rudzinski, but I could probably pull off a Jack with a double chin. And I'll basically approach people with, would you like me to check out your dural sac? I'm quite good at dural sac checking. Or I would give someone a drink and say, now you're like me.
My favorite quote ever.
What was that from?
That was Jacob. Cup.
Okay. Yeah.
The Cup of Ages.
Stephanie.
The plastic bottle with BPA in it. Oh, man. Let's talk more Buffy. I'm seriously super, super stoked about what we're going to find out next about Giles. And I'm really, really upset that we're probably not going to find out for many episodes.
Or seasons.
Oh, no. Are they going to make us wait seasons?
I hope not.
No. In 2 episodes from now, the Dark Age, Ren Mack's going to guest with us.
I thought we said no one from New Jersey. Never mind.
And I think that you all will enjoy that episode.
Hmm.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm not watching ahead, as evidenced by my
Yes, do not watch ahead.
I'm not watching
especially,
ahead.
Especially, right, over the next couple of weeks, it's very important that you do not watch ahead.
Okay. I almost gave in and watched more than one episode.
No.
But I didn't. I held back.
Just watch Being Erica reruns or something.
No.
Okay.
Watch him Torchwood.
Candace West Driver's back on. You can watch that. Love that show.
Or watch Lost Girl.
I need to watch that now because both you and August 95 are talking about it.
It's very sexy.
I have all the sexy I can handle at home. I don't know if I need any more on TV.
Is it a British show?
No, it's Canadian.
Oh.
Remember our showcase? Poor Kim. Kim suffers from a very, very common affliction in Canada. We can't stand Canadian TV, most of us, because we're so embarrassed.
It's so embarrassing. It is.
Yeah, well, it's the lower production values and the different reading. Oh. Don't worry about it.
Podcast.
I'll fix it.
I don't know, but I really enjoyed this episode, and I kind of was disappointed at the ending because it wrapped up so quickly, but what else can you do in a 42-minute show, right?
Well, I don't know. They could have left us with more Giles-iness and less smoochy. I mean, it's not like I don't like smoochy, but it really felt out of place.
Agreed.
Like...
It's like we missed 5 steps of their...
I know what it was like to be someone that would have been from your time, and now I'm just resigned to kissing you. Like, what? How does that... I will never understand the female brain.
Well, I think that scene was there to show off another bra strap.
Oh, snap. Ooh,
bra watch 2010. Bra
nice
watch.
Segue, Gabby. Nice Thank you. Segue.
Every bra that I noticed was black.
Really?
Incidentally. Yes, there was black bra with black satin tank top. There was black bra with black and tan tank top. And at the very end, black bra with black jammy style tank tops.
Jammy style?
Well, they were like jammy. It was like a jammy tank top. Those were the ones I noticed. I don't know if anybody else noticed anything else, though.
I like Cordelia's costume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her cat. The spandex? You like spandex?
No, I enjoyed her costume.
On her.
I thought it was a good costume. I especially appreciated the way she did the whiskers. Didn't go all the way up to the nose. Really accentuated the cheekbones, I thought.
I think Willow has amazing abs.
Me too.
Willow's abs.
I know when I would watch, I would want to lay down and do crunches.
Totally agree. Yeah. She's working out with Xander, apparently. Mm-hmm.
There's a gym just for nerds and outcasts at Sunnydale High. Jonathan's there every day. Are we ready to rate it?
I think so.
Patty, what would you rate it?
What's the rating system again? I forget.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Whatever you want it to be. Out of 10?
Well, let's see. I would have to go 9.5. Oh, scary pirates out of 10.
Did anyone else crack up when that little demon grabbed the old lady's head?
She looked like Mrs. Cunningham, Marion Ross.
Aw, rest in peace.
Oh, come on. Too soon, really? It's too soon for me to mention her? Yeah. Sorry.
God. I give it, since I'm not that creative, I give it a solid 9 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. So 9 out of 10 borings? Just kidding.
Sure.
Okay. Well, because of my thing now world famous bronze scoring system, incidentally, they had fun Halloween themed cupcakes they were serving at the mm-hmm. bronze in this episode. So I'm giving it a 10 out of 10 bra straps.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, I would give it because it had Spike, it had funny lines, it had Angel. It was a nice, tight, creative story. I give it 10 miniature chocolate candy bars out of 10.
Well, I'm giving it 10 out of 10 kicks to the gut. Because that was badass. No. Wait, back that up. 10 out of 10 kicks to the gut while you're cleaning your ring. On a handkerchief. All super badass. That was like,
I want to change my vote to 9.5.
Really?
I don't know. There hasn't been an episode that's completely blown me away yet. I'm waiting for that episode.
Alright.
Okay.
Well, I was definitely fist pumping. When Giles was kicking. But I was scared. It was like, Giles is kicking us. Ooh, wait a second. Because I instantly flashed to when she was bad, and the vision, the dream, the nightmare that Buffy had when Giles started choking her. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's gotta mean a lot more now than that. You don't get the nickname Ripper, like I said, from tearing pages out of library books. I don't know.
Hmm.
Quotes?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Miss Edith needs her tea.
Miss Edith needs her tea.
I watched that scene like 5 times because she's so bad crazy. Anyone else?
Let's see. I'll go with the ghost of what exactly?
It's weird. Beating up that pirate gave me a great sense of closure.
All right. Baby likes to play.
Still, I think I prefer being able to vote. Or I will when I can.
I can't believe that Gabby didn't pick. What's your deal? Take a pill.
No, one of my backups was the cuddly kind, like a Care Bear with fangs.
Do you mind, Buffy? I'm trying to repress.
There were so many in this one, it was very hard to choose.
Cordelia has some great one-liners. She's so clueless.
The black eye heals Buffy, but Caridus has an unlimited shelf life. Yeah. I don't know. Were I in high school and I was about to get pummeled and a girl saved my life, would that affect me as badly? Probably not.
No.
I would just be thankful not to get pummeled.
But what if it was like a super hot girl who's clearly much weaker than you?
So like every girl in my class? Well, I suppose my opinion would stay the same. Yeah, awesome episode. I can't wait till next week.
Next week is Lie to Me. That's a really good one.
I just hope it carries the momentum of this episode for a while.
Because
I was really amped up watching this episode.
Yeah, hopefully we don't get one that's going to let us down. We welcome everyone's input into the show. We'd like to thank those of you that have emailed us and called us or sent us MP3 files. You can call us. Leave us a comment on our voicemail line, 270-40-BUFFY. If you choose to send us an e-letter, you can do so at...
PotentialCast@gmail.com.
Feel free to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/PotentialCast. You will find out when the latest episodes are released, and we also put out a call for comments and such on our feed. And again, we welcome all feedback. You want to comment to us about specific episodes, you don't want to spoil Gabby, Kim, or myself, you can always put Attention Stephanie in the heading. And if you run a really popular trivia game, thanks a lot for spoiling me, guys. Oh crank. Thanks for joining us, Heidi.
Yes, thank you.
Now tell us what are the sites for your podcast again?
Castlecast.net, futuretraditions.com, I believe. And then yeah, I think that one's .com. And then just go to BetweenTheLinesStudios.com and everything is there.
Okay.
So if I go to this Between the Lines thing, will I be somewhat
spoiled?
You
should not go there.
Okay.
You should not go there.
So I'll wait until the series has run its course before I go. All right.
Ooh, I got an awesome gift.
Go ahead.
Well, I mentioned I had this lunch with Mrs. Conclusion, and it's because at Comic-Con I got her a couple of things I can't actually mention just in case her son listens, because they're surprises. But they're autographed things. They're autographed things, right, that I got for this individual. And as a thank you gift, she gave me a Firefly comic.
Oh,
it's a Firefly graphic novel and miniature nunchucks. The perfect duo. So, yeah, that was awesome. I can't wait to dig into that.
Have you watched Firefly yet?
I've watched Firefly ages ago, once. I watched Serenity like 5 times. I love that movie. I am a leaf on the wind.
So Firefly is the series that... Mm-hmm. Sorry, Firefly was the series?
Yeah, and on the series, the ship's name is Serenity, and that's also the name of the movie.
Okay. It only was on one season?
Yes, and of course they played things out of order because they were Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Buffy was going on, and then Angel spun off from Buffy. Mm-hmm. And then towards the end of Buffy and Angel, he did Firefly. So Joss Whedon was doing 3 shows at one time.
Genius. Was that a good thing or a bad thing, you think?
Depends on who you talk to.
Yeah. I think you can tell. You can tell exactly when it was in each series.
When they all overlapped?
Yeah. What do you think, Heidi?
Yeah, you can. But that doesn't mean that my appreciation of that time is any less.
Yeah.
Because part of that's my favorite.
Because what is?
Part of that time during Buffy is my favorite.
When so, exactly was it?
It's during season 6.
Oh, yeah. I like season 6.
But yeah, there's a lot of mixed reaction on season 6. So, and some people blame it on that Joss wasn't around.
But it's all good. It's all good.
Well, thanks everybody.
Oh wait, before I go, I want to ask Harvey a question. Mm-hmm. When you listen to the podcast and you hear us talking about our crazy theories, do you talk back to the podcast? Or like, are you screaming, "No, you idiots," or are you like, "Oh my god," or both?
Probably a little of both. Like tonight, you guys were saying some stuff, and I'm just sitting here going, "Oh."
So, are you leaning more towards the "they're on the right path" side, or more towards "they're complete idiots"?
You guys, Kim wants to know if she's right. Tell Kim if she's right.
Some very good guesses.
Interesting. Okay.
This is so surreal. This is like, what's this like? I'm trying to find an analogy to compare what doing this podcast for me is like. And it's like, it's kind of like the Truman Show. That's what I think it's like. It's like Kim, everybody, Gabby, and myself are on the Truman Show, and we don't realize that everybody's aware of everything that's going on. And everybody's just waiting for us to stumble into the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's maybe like the Truman Show.
Do you feel like that y'all are there's an inside joke going on and you three are on the outside?
Yeah, yes. Like that 5x5 nonsense. I still don't know.
Yeah. I know, and then, when we get to it, you're going to think, that's nothing.
But everybody tries to explain it in such a random way. They're like, I'm going to explain it, but only sort of explain it. And I'm like, what the hell are they talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I must say that there's one thing that I'm curious about, because it's been asked by a couple of people, and apparently there's huge significance to the actual name of this podcast, and I can't wait to find out what that is. Wait to find out what that is.
And they ask us, "Well, do you know why your podcast is going?" And you say, "No," and they laugh at you.
They do.
Wait, what?
I've wondered that before.
What's wrong with our podcast name?
Apparently, it's hugely significant.
It's an inside joke that we don't even know about.
Exactly.
And we're like, "Come, let's do Potential Cast."
Yes. It's funny. Yeah, apparently it's funny that we're in a podcast that we don't understand what the name of it means.
Potential Cast. We offer obliviousness.
I thought it meant potential fans of the show.
Apparently not.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to find out what that means. Especially because Ryan asked.
Ooh.
And Ryan, and Ryan, I'm sure it was like, they don't even know, do they? Ha 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 ha. Penis, penis.
I just want to
know. Oh, this is Jeff Ryan.
Yes, Ryan.
Okay.
Ryan, the northerner. Yeah. From the north.
The north. They
don't
know the nose from the nose.
Yes. The official penis of the 11th Hour podcast, apparently. Yeah.
I just wanted to ask that before we signed off. That's
no
all.
Problem. Well, let's go ahead and sign off. We did mention homework, which is awesome. And I think we did thank Heidi, but let's thank her again. Heidi, thanks so much for putting
thank
up
you,
for,
Heidi.
Our, for putting up with our
thank
shenanigans.
Thank you for letting me. Come on.
Oh, we love having you on. We'd love to have you on again. Have you reserved your spot in season 4 yet?
I've reserved my season 3 spot. I better get thinking.
This is crazy.
Apparently, it's going fast.
Fantastic. I feel like one of those guys was just in the room when they invented Trivial Pursuit and put down $500. We're like, woo, everybody's participating. Anyway. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 Say a prayer and kiss your heart goodbye. She's trouble in a world get closer to
Could be.
They're really interested in Bra Watch 2010, Illyrio. What? I think everybody's interested in Bra Watch.
They better be. That's the whole point of this season.
Damn. I rewatched it just before I recorded to make sure I had my bra strap count right.
Nice.
And I hope I did. I got three.
That's terrific. Now, did you count the bustier as a bra?
No.
Ah, see, I would have.
I would have.
Yeah. I think...
Shucks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right.